Hi, honey. I missed you. What's with the tape recorder? Oh, I'm sorry. Are we playing professional right now? Are you sure you want to be making evidence of our little meetings, especially after how the last one ended? You know, last time when you finally gave in. When you pinned me to the floor and fucked me like an animal. No, that's not the word for it. It wasn't fast and desperate. It was slow, deliberate. The way you fuck someone you know is going to enjoy it. The way you fuck someone when you want them to remember it. You left bruises on my back, you know. How do you think I should explain that to the nurses? Oh, don't fret, Doc. I promise I won't tell anybody about what happened. I would never hurt you like that. I just hope nobody notices anything unusual during my medical checkup in a few days. Oh, and there goes the tape recorder. Are you sure you don't want to keep a record? Maybe for later. I can whisper every detail of our little therapy session slowly for you to enjoy at your leisure. Oh, you'll deny anything I say. Sweetheart, that's cute, but we both know the physical evidence is a little overwhelming. What? You'll say I overpowered you. Is that diploma in your office fake or something? I'd love to hear you explain how I got the upper hand while wearing this straitjacket. What will you tell them? That I crawled on my knees like this till I was kneeling in front of you? That I nuzzled my cheek against that growing bulge in your pants. Like that. And then somehow your clothes were off and your dick was being swallowed by the 100-pound girl with a cock addiction. Real believable, Doc. Oh, I know. Just tell them I was becoming delirious, insatiable, a danger to myself and others. I needed a dick, any dick, to cure me of my cock-induced mania. Oh, wait, your little psych book saying nymphomania isn't a real disorder. So sad. I don't know, Doc. I think the walls might be closing in here. Plus, there's this ever-growing bit of self-incrimination right here. What the hell? You pushed me! Do you need me on my back that badly? Maybe you want to look me in the eyes when you fuck me this time. It's okay. Here, let me spread my legs. What are you waiting for? Do you want me to beg? I can do that. Please, doctor, I need your dick. I can't think straight. It feels like I'm burning up inside. I need you to ram that thick cock of yours into me just one more time. Fuck me until I can't move. Shove every inch down my throat. Let me swallow your medicine so I can go back to being a good girl. Your good little patient. My. You're looking a little red there, Doc. Do you need me to relieve some stress? I think I know a good way to blow off some steam. Shut up, or what? You'll go running to the orderlies. Help me, help me. My patient's a nympho. She won't stop trying to fuck me. Maybe you should. Then I can tell them all about my bruises and the way your dick feels inside of me. And what it's like when your cum dribbles down my chin. I can be quite descriptive. You don't understand. He was so cruel. he wouldn't stop no matter how much I begged him to. He grabbed me by the hair, and he said he was going to swallow his semen or he'd change my medication to something that would make me more compliant. What's the matter, Doc? Cat got your tongue? Oh, but that look in your eyes says everything, doesn't it? If I didn't know any better, I'd say it was you on the verge of a psychotic break. Should I get the nurse? We could get you a room right next to mine. Maybe I could come over for some after-hour therapy sessions. What do you say? That did. Grab my hair. Drag me around till I'm right where you want me. Please, unzip your pants and give me that fucking cock. In my mouth, in my cunt. I don't care. Just shove it inside me right now. Fuck. Did you get thicker since last time? I swear to God, you're gonna stretch my throat out. This rate? Oh, no. No second thoughts. Not now. Oh, it's okay. Shh. Let me suck your dick till you work up the nerve to take it out. Put on your twisted little fantasies on me. You forgot I was a fucking slut before you got your hands on me, didn't you? I'm a goddamn savant when it comes to sucking cock. I can lick and suck. And just melt you right here in my mouth. Uh-uh, not too loud, Doc. We wouldn't want your peers to catch on, would we? Oh, but I know. It's not making it easy on you. My little tongue. Is coaxing out all those sweet sounds out of you. Be quiet. Oh no, don't cry, baby. Shh, your career isn't over. Not as long as you do what I say. You'll visit me and we can sit and talk about your day. And your desires. And your fears. And then you're gonna pull yourself together and fuck me until you can't stop. I'll pull myself into your head and drag out every filthy desire. Every shameful want. Every desperate need. All the things that are eating away at you. And then we can work through them together. I'm getting bored of this, Doc. You need to buck up and quick, or I'm going to call an orderly in here to get you some help. We don't want that, do we? Can't have everyone knowing our little secret. So where is he, That man, that fucking stud, that fucked me till I couldn't think. Do you need some help finding him? Maybe we could call up your wife and ask her if she's seen him recently. Oh, that face. You didn't realize I knew about her. Those male nurses can be such chat boxes when they think they're assisting a sedated patient. They talk about how hot she is, about her tight little ass. Should we call her and see if she'll get me some good dick in here? Sounds like she's got plenty coming her way. There he is. Fucking finally. Now, what are you going to do to shun me? Go ahead, baby. Come wherever you want. On my tits, and my mouth, and my hair. Coat me in your thick load. Do it. Oh, holy shit. I don't think there's a single dry spot left on my face. Oh. Oh, we're gonna use the bed this time? Oh, that's no fun. Careful, Doc. It's gonna be hard to explain why my pants are ripped. Ow, ow, ow. Okay, okay. I'll spread my legs. Just give me that hard... Oh, oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck, that's it. Fuck me like you fuck your horrible wife. Oh, God. Pull my hair. Slap my face. Do whatever dark, sick fantasy comes to your mind. Do whatever you want. Just get me to beg. Do you want me to beg you to stop? Does that sound... Does that hit you hard? The idea of raping your helpless patient? Oh, please, no more. It hurts. Oh. How about I tell you how big your dick is? That I want you to fuck my filthy mouth every night and come in my dripping pussy any day you want. All you have to do is come to my room, bend me over it, shove your throbbing cock in me, just like you are now. You want to come on my face again? No, 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 I'm not letting you get away that easy. I'm gonna wrap my legs around you and you're gonna come deep inside of me. Struggle all you want. You're not getting free. I've been exercising, doing squats, toning my body to drive you wild so you'd eventually give in. Oh. Oh. And it worked. You dropped your guard and let me get under your skin. You fucked me and fell right into my hands. All I had to do was give the image of looking into my eyes while you fucked me. Bring up your wife so you'd be mad enough to stop thinking for long enough. For a psychiatrist, you're pretty suggestible. And now you're going to come in my pussy. I'm gonna have your child. You'll leave your wife. You'll fight to get me out of this psych ward. Or I'll carry your child in here. In front of all your co-workers. I doubt it. It'll take them long to realize what happened. What do you imagine your wife will think of you once she knows you fucked a helpless psychotic? She'll think you're a rapist. She'll never talk to you again. You'll go to jail. Your whole life will fall apart around you. Or, just give in. Build a new life with me. I'll fuck you every night. You can fulfill every depraved desire you'd ever had. I'll be your perfect little fuck toy. Unfortunately, I think your ex-wife is gonna need to be out of the picture. Can't have you pining after an old flame. Maybe I'll poison her morning coffee. Oh, we could have had Kirk committed. You could do that, right? Lock her up in a place like this, throw away the key. Whatever you think is best. You'll have a couple of months till they start to show. So, you can plan it all out. But anyway, back to the subject at hand. Oh, are you ready to be a father? Again with the tears. Just look at me. Look at your cum dripping down through my hair. I'm your little slut. Your perfect cock sleeve. I'm whatever you want and more. Just come inside me. Come inside me and get me pregnant. Yes, yes, that's it. Can you come fuck a baby to me? Oh my fucking god. Yes, yes, that's it. Did you feel that? That's the feeling of our new life together. Are you excited? I love the feeling of your cum inside me. Do you want to come up with some baby names? I was thinking, if it's a boy, we can name him after you. And if it's a girl, after your ex-wife. What are you doing, baby? Oh, hey, get off my chest. You're too heavy. Can't breathe. Wait, wait. Don't do this. Please, I won't tell anyone. Just stop choking me, please. Don't. I thought we were really going to do it, but it looks like I have some fun new bruises to explain. What should I say to the medical staff? Why don't you come back tomorrow and we'll put our heads together some more?